The Money Show.
The Markets.
Wayne McCurry from Wealth and Investments at First National Bank is our market commentator, and I can't believe how little the market has pulled back, considering that we have seen 15% of the value of Naspers and Prosus evaporate over the last 2 days, Wayne McCurry. Just to tell me why it is that the all-share index has held up as well as it has.
Well, Bruce, I suppose the financials haven't done badly over the last little while, and the resources have had a little bit of a rebound. So you don't see the big pullback in quite clearly our two biggest shares all that much, actually. I suppose that's a good thing, but they have been properly bound again.
And explain to me. I mean, we hear all kinds of explanations that the Chinese are clamping down on technology companies. And then yesterday, it was specifically technology companies making a profit out of online education that the Chinese government didn't like. But Naspers and Prosus aren't directly exposed in China to that sector, so it shouldn't have been a problem. But we still see the sell-off happening.
Yeah, but it happened. I mean, they got the interest in 10 cents, and of course, that's directly in China. But Bruce, this is an ongoing story. I mean, there's been a clampdown on these big tech. Governments don't like big tech. They don't like companies that have such an influence and have such a following. And it might not be the case in Tencent to the same degree, but all the social media companies, they can sway national opinion. You know, governments just don't like the strength. And I mean, China might be the most, you know, at the moment, the country making the sort of most moves against big tech, but you know, how many times haven't the American big tech companies been called in front of Congress to answer certain questions? Politicians don't like these big companies, they're just too powerful.
Yeah, so what does that then mean for my retirement annuity, for your retirement annuity? Because our pensions depend heavily on the value of Naspers and Prosus, which in turn depend heavily on the value of Tencent, which in turn depends heavily on the attitude of the Chinese government to the business that they conduct.
Yeah, look, they can't go too far. They need these. The world still needs big tech. So, you know, maybe they'll abate a little bit now after having a full blown. I mean, it's not just Tencent, it's Alibaba, it's just about every large tech company. Because you actually need them, make no mistake. You know, you can't destroy the company. And of course, Tencent, Naspers, Prosus have got many, many more business than EduTech. And there's many more other businesses. In fact, I don't think they're making money out of EduTech yet. It's one of their startup businesses. So the actual profitability won't be much affected. But clearly, the market's worried about this. I personally think it's a bit of a buying opportunity. I think the market's overreacted to this. I mean, 14% odd in 2 days is quite a big fall for, you know, given the size of the company. So I think that we may see a little bit less because this is a big reaction.
And again, so many investors were talking about the fact that Naspers and Prosus were undervalued relative to the Tencent valuation, you know, in Hong Kong anyway. So this is a super discount on a discount if you buy that particular logic.
And of course, we are shielded a little bit from the big fall in Tencent because of all of the other interests that are, as you said, correctly operating at a discount. So, you know, it is a little bit of a buffer for and Naspers and Prosus. But, I mean, of course, it's worrying for shareholders. I mean, when did you ever hear of Naspers being 20% down year on year?
I mean, it's an astonishing pullback, and I hope that you're right in terms of the fact that it's overdone. Talk to me about Kumba Iron Ore and just the enormous dividend that it is paying on top of yesterday's dividend that came from Anglo American Platinum. These are both within the Anglo American stable, of course, and much of that cash flows directly to the mothership.
Yes, correct. And I mean, Bruce, just to give some perspective, the dividend they're paying out now for 6 months is twice the share price in 2016.
Sorry, two times the share price of 2016 they're paying out in dividends in 6 months.
In 6 months, yeah. So when the going's good for resource companies, it's probably good. And when the going is bad, it's probably bad. And these happen to be good times. I mean, you know, if you look at Sishen, you know, they can pull iron ore out of the ground at, you know, 50 rand a ton, you know, and they at $50, and you're getting paid $200. You know, they're going to pull a lot more iron ore. And if you look at what Kumba, their unit cost at Sishen had gone up 40-odd% because they're mining the expensive stuff now, the expensive stuff to get out of the ground. And every single iron ore miner in the world is doing exactly the same because you're making a fortune. So at some stage, that $200 odd is going to fall, and the cost of production is way less for world iron ore, is way less than $50. It was significantly less than that. So we are in a bull commodity bull market, but no bull market lasts forever. We hope it does last a bit longer, but no bull market lasts forever. And the iron ore is not going to stay at $200 a ton for the next 20 years. It's going to come down. And, you know, then you get into the down cycle for commodity shares.
Is that why the management teams of Anglo American Platinum and of Kumba Iron Ore and other commodity companies are not going big in the boom? Because, I mean, historically, and you'll know this better than I, we've seen resources companies traditionally, rather than pay out the sort of super dividends we've seen being paid out, go and spend it and go buy new assets. And invariably, they buy at the wrong point of the cycle and get burned.
Yeah, look, the only time they can buy is at the top of the cycle, because that's the only time they've got money to buy. So, you know, don't blame them. They've got no other option. But they've got to start spending some capital, because every single day when that mine works, there's less ore body unless you spend capital. So capital will come, but thank goodness we're not going to get this absolute flood of new supply over the next 2-3 years like we did from 2010 to 2015. So whatever the downside is on these commodities, it is significantly less. In other words, you're not going to see Kumba's share price go to 30-odd bucks like we saw the last down cycle, and Anglo American go to 50 rand before they recover. You know, the downside is significantly less, but it is still a cycle.
Thank you, Wayne McCurry. Wayne is with Wealth and Investments at First National Bank.